Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Virgil. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Bruton goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Green for a passed ball. Kaline moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaline tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Cash reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Cash scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaline settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a line drive towards third. O'Connell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a pop-up towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Cash hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus strikes out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. Bunning moves to second. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bunning scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green strikes out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier hits a pop-up towards short. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Benny Daniels now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bunning strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on O'Connell. Wood moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. Tasby moves to second. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaline fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of King. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to third. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Thomas now playing right field. Rocky Colavito now playing left field. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Benny Daniels. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hinton moves to second. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 3 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. Hinton moves to third. Klaus moves to second. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hinton scores. Klaus scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 3 in the game. Virgil takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre bunts towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aguirre for the out. Virgil moves to second. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 4 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Virgil moves to third. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green strikes out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 3 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wood picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wood. Cottier moves to second. Harry Bright pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright strikes out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 4 in the game. O'Connell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers 5, and Washington Senators 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.